Blog Talk Radio.
We want to be absolutely sure, blessed souls, that we're in this blessed world that we're in, which is the Most High's world, that we want to, in fact, be connected to the Most High with the instructions of life, kindness, and mercies. This is part three in a series about King Messiah, Melech Mashiach. What's he all about? And this is he's responding to a blessed son of Noah, Turkish Islamic man, or Islamic Turkish man, whichever he would prefer. His name is Tuna Berkman, out in Turkey. And he wrote to me and asked me to talk about Mashiach, Messiah. And he brought, actually, some very interesting sources, because he brought from Tanakh. I thought he would bring from the Quran, but he actually brought from the prophet Yeshayahu, Isaiah. And he brought out the following, that in the appearance of the times before the end times, which we know in Hebrew is Ketzer Yamim, blessed souls, he brought out a verse from Isaiah 66, verses 18 and 19, which I'll read it to you in English. Chapter 66, verse 18 and 19, I'll read it, the verses consecutively. I know their actions. This is the Most High speaking. The prophet Isaiah, Novi Hagula, prophet of redemption, I know their actions and their thoughts. The time has come to gather all nations and tongues. They will come and see my glory, referring to the Most High's glory. I will put a sign upon them, and some of them as survivors to the nations, Tarshish, Pul, Lud, the Archers, Tubal, and Javan, Yavan, the distant islands who have not heard of my name, have not seen my glory, and they will declare my glory among the nations. Then, blessed son of Noah, Tuna Berkman, sent me another source, in chapter 42, verses 8 through 9 of, again, Yeshayahu Navi, Navi Agula, Isaiah the prophet of redemption. I'll read it to you in the Hebrew and in the English. It says here, blessed souls, Ani Adonoi Hushmi Chgodi La'achel Lo Eten Utilati La'psilim Ar Yishonot Hinei Va'u L'chadoshot Ani Magid B'tem Titzmachna Ashmia Etchem. I am the Most High, that is my name. I shall not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven idols. And one of the more prolific teachers of our people, the Radak, Rabbi Chimchi, wrote, by not punishing the wicked, elaborating on this whole point, nor my praise to graven idols, by not punishing the wicked immediately, the Most High indirectly encourages idolaters to believe in the potency of their gods, but that soon will change, and everyone shall in fact come back to the Most High. Behold, the early prophecies have come about now. Now I relate new ones. Before they sprout, I should let you hear them. So that being said, blessed souls, then, Tuna sent me the following statements as well from the Talmudic, the Oral Torah, which kind of surprised me, where he brought down from the Tractate Sanhedrin, in Talmud Sanhedrin, Talmud Bavli, the one that was the Oral Torah tradition, which is gathered in by the sages of Israel when they lived in Babylon, Bavel, which is known as modern-day Iraq. The generation when the son of David, Ben David, comes, all the governments will turn over to Minut, will embrace the religion of the Minim, which is atheism, rejection of the Most High, and no preaching will be available. Also, Tuna brought down, even in Jeremiah 23:11, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, even the priests of God, there's even in my temple, and I find their wickedness, declares the Lord. Now, that was a prophecy that Jeremiah was saying at the time the temple was still standing, blessed souls. But we see today, even at the temple, there are many people who proclaim religiosity who are involved in wickedness, and we should stay away from that wickedness, and we should stay away from those preachers of godlessness, not of godliness, the people who are teaching out, who are sharing teachings about the Most High, we should connect to, but those who are in priesthood to godlessness, we should leave them. And then he brought down in the Talmudic tractate, again, the Babylonian Talmud, the oral tradition brought down by the sages of Israel from when they lived in Babylon, in Sanhedrin 97:8, the son of David, the Melech HaMashiach, the King Messiah, will not come until the whole world is converted to the belief of the heretics. Well, blessed souls, what does that mean, the entire world will be converted to the belief of the heretics? Well, you know, I'd still say right now we haven't come to that point, because when we talk about heretics, are we talking about the strict knowledge, and in relation to the strict knowledge, people are rebelling? You know, that's a very fine point. I haven't gone there to see all the different perception given by the different sages of Israel on that teaching. I'm just saying that we don't have to get to that point, because we should know, blessed souls, when we see negative pronouncements and negative prophecies by the prophets of Israel, or the prophets of the ages of all of the nations, of the sages of all ages, that negativity projections have a certain point to cause people to want to do tshuva, to want to repent. However, if the people, if the masses are in a positive vein, okay, so therefore there's no need for the manifestation of negativity. There's actually be a thriving and a jamming out on positivity. Now, that's a very, very important point. So with that being said, let's go back to this teaching I started sharing in the previous class, which is a verse from the prophet Daniel, which is in, I think it's in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, where the wise shall shine out like the radiance of the firmament, and those who teach righteousness will be like the stars in the sky forever, shining out. And that being said, blessed souls, we talked about how Israel has been given certain presence in the exiled condition, where we're in a state of being betrothed to the Most High. That state of betrothal is on a condition that we eventually get to a spiritual level called being married to the Most High. Total unity, as a man is totally unified with his wife, and as a woman is totally unified with her husband. However, with that being said, blessed souls, it will not be sufficient. If only Israel is married to the Most High, it should be a universal redemption form of marriage. All the nations, or also the children of the Most High, also engage in this intimate type of relationship with the Most High. So I brought down from a couple of places, from the Midrash and from the Zohar, what is this period where the wise will be shining out this type of wisdom and teaching righteousness to the nations? So some say, according to the Midrash, that this is talking about at the times after the coming of the Mashiach. And however, there is a concept that the Babatrebi mentioned when this teaching is that I'm sharing with you, blessed souls, based on the teaching of the Babatrebi, Rabbi Nachman Mendel Schneerson, delivered over 50 years ago, the last day of Pesach, Kav Shin Chav, 5,720 years, blazing and grazing into the creation. that they can be the manifestation of wise. And there are wise in the creation of blessed souls. I know I've met many of them over here in America, in Canada, in Israel. And we should know, blessed souls, that there were wonders in the days of going out of Egypt, and there so too will be wonders that will be apparent to all the peoples of the world at the time of the universe redemption. At the time of going out of Egypt, the Rebbe continued in his teaching, the completeness of freedom of going out of Egypt happened to be at the time of the splitting of the Red Sea. And this is testified if you go to the second book of the Torah, which is in chapter 14, verse 30, you can see that for yourself. And as well, that in chapter 15, verse 1, in the book of Exodus, the second book of the Torah, we see that Moses, the mighty Levite prophet, led the 12 tribes of Israel in singing a song of thanksgiving to the Most High after being saved from the hand of the pursuing Egyptians after the splitting of the Red Sea, and after them witnessing the destruction, the final vestiges of the mighty Egyptian army. So one explanation, which is brought down in the Mechilta, one of the more interdimensional perspectives of the Torah, where it said that when Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, sang a song unto the Most High thanks and praises, was referring to simply they were saved at that time. But there's another teaching which is coming out from the sages of Israel. And again, that Talmudic tractate of Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, the 91st page, second side, that this song was actually with prophetic spirit that Moshe was blessed with, referring to the resurrection of those who sleep in the dust from past ages and present ages, and no one should be sleeping thus in the future ages, but those will resurrect the time of the resurrection. That Moshe is also considered blessed souls, you should know from the Shemos Rabbah, the Midrash, that he is the first Redeemer and the last Redeemer. We have to understand that. Isn't the Mashiach, the Messiah, the last Redeemer? We have to go deeper into it, blessed souls. But then we see that when Moshe sang the song, this is also referring to a third perspective, the future redemption. And as we see also that it is said in Psalms 59:17, and then I will sing of your strength, and I will sing songs of jubilee, joy, in the morning for your kindness. We see that there's a lot of different perspectives going on here. And hopefully in the next class we'll go into what this whole idea from that verse in 59:17, was that? Did I just quote? Yeah, 59:17. But what is King David HaMelech singing about? And I will sing of your strength, I will sing songs of jubilation in the morning of your kindness. So let's do those guns of giving. I'm going a little bit quick today. We will slow down the next time. And remember, mercies nullify hatred and arouse love. This should be our meditation each and every day. Take care, everyone. I'm going to go.
Thank you.